Welcome to Watch Play Chill. I am your host, Andrew, and with me today is Visa. How's it going, my man?
Hello, everyone. Hello, Andrew. Excited to be here. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, yeah. How's the weather like where you're at?
It's cold. It's pretty cold.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. See,
this is
we just had
the lightings. I'm not using my jacket, but it's cool.
Yeah, we just had like a warm week like in the 70s and 80s, and then it just like went down to like the 50s. So like, I had to get this freaking jacket on.
Because we're always going to have to, like, different, because you're going to be in summer and we're going to be in winter.
That's true.
So it's always going to be amazing for people watching because, you know, like I'm going to be like super chill and then you'll be free.
Like, I do look like I'm freezing more.
Yeah,
than
that's
you,
true. That's true.
Sweet, sweet. Well, today on the show, on our pilot episode, we are going to talk about the new Pokemon Legends Arceus anime, Nintendo's latest quarterly sales report, Fall Guys coming to Xbox and Switch, the new She-Hulk trailer that dropped recently, and to top it off, our thoughts on the recent Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness movie. You can listen here on YouTube or most podcast services. Links are in the description below. If you ever want to suggest a main topic, leave a YouTube comment below, and maybe, just maybe, with a little luck, we'll talk about it. So, by the way, if you're liking the show, just give it a like and subscribe to the channel since it's totally new. But let's talk about Pokemon Hisuian Snow. That's what it's called. Episode 1 Onto the Icy Blue. So have you seen this, Visa?
Yes, I've seen it. Okay. I like it. It's too short for, like, I just wish.
Yeah, they do that.
They did like longer, even if it was like on Netflix or something.
Right.
It's just like, it leaves you, you know, wanting more, which is, it's good. But I feel every time they do something like that, I watch the first one and then sometimes I forget about the rest.
Right.
They don't.
Because they come out once a month too.
Yeah, they take too long to do it. And I don't know. Like, but I really enjoy it. I think the animation is great. The lore is great.
True.
Like, Pokemon have so many choices of lore to work with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for it. I really like the Hisuian and the topic of they still not bonding with Pokemon. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah, it's. Did you ever watch the Twilight Wings one? Like when Sword Shield first came out?
I don't know if that's the one I watch.
It's like the one where like the kid's in the hospital and Chairman Rose visits him and like his goal, like his dream is to see Leon.
Oh, okay. So that one I actually like. I didn't watch, but I navigated through all the videos to take screenshots for videos. So I saw the whole plot without actually taking the time to watch the movie or the videos. So
right,
I have like an idea. And I remember the other one with Leon that they're fighting. I don't think that's the same one. I think that's another one.
It might have been a scene in it. Because I think it starts off with like the... Well, yeah. I guess Leon fights in a lot of different anime ones. So I guess it depends. But yeah, that was cool. It's the same thing. It comes out once a month. They're like 6 minutes long. But yeah, I guess it's to promote Legends Arceus. I wonder how much it actually does to promote the game, though, because I feel like the people who watch this would have already bought the game.
It's true.
But I don't know. True. I mean, it had Shiny Zoro in it. That was sick.
Yeah, that's
awesome. And I have a Shiny Zoroa. That's sick. So do you have a Shiny Zoroa?
I have one. Okay, it was one of the first ones I Shiny Hunted. Because it's a great Pokemon, so it's amazing. I honestly didn't get one thing about the episode. Is that like we have a kid in the beginning, and then it changed. Like he's coming to Hisui, right? And then to the other story, like the kid.
I don't know if that's
the same kid. Like he's coming back home, and then he's remembering.
I think it is the same kid,
or if it was just like another kid. Like it wasn't like obvious. I think it's the same kid.
Yeah.
I think like in the end of the episode, they're dropping off a cliff. So I hope he doesn't die. Maybe it's just they're just making one episode. The kid died and that's it.
I don't understand the Zoroa's bubble power or whatever it is. I thought it was trying to make like an illusion, but
yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I mean, at least the animation's good.
It's good.
But yeah, I thought that was kind of cool that they started off strong with like a shiny Pokemon. I feel like you don't see that in the anime too often. Azorua is like, I don't know. In my opinion, it's like the sickest new regional and shiny.
Yeah.
In it. So yeah, I wonder. Oh, no, you can't. Because I know they just updated Pokemon Home. Yeah, yeah. But I don't think you can bring it over yet, but.
Yeah, I haven't tested that. I think you can, but I haven't tested.
Yeah, so where do you think the... I think what they're going to do, they're going to... I think the boy's going to live, obviously. It's a kid show. You know, we're adult men. discussing if this kid's going to die, but... I think it's just going to be him reflecting on his past, and then probably halfway through, it's going to reflect on him as a... I don't know, adolescent, young adult, whatever he is now. Yeah. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I think like he'll probably like be in the middle of the Pokemons. Because they have the whole lore of they don't do well with Pokemon yet. And the reason they gave him a shiny or like the Pokemon is a shiny is to like to differentiate that Pokemon from the rest of it. So that's my guess. He'll probably like fall down with a lot of other Zoruas, but he'll be able to know what like he's on because it's shiny.
Yeah, that's a good point. I totally forgot the aspect that, you know, they don't get along with Pokemon yet. I really hope they show that.
Yeah.
Cause my favorite Pokemon designs are like ones that actually seem like they could live in our world, like animals.
Yeah.
So I think that'd be pretty cool. Maybe get some realistic Pokedex entries for once. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, cool. I think we can move on from that. What do you guys let us know what you guys think in the comments below? What you think of that show? Because honestly, it's just short enough. But I know a lot of our viewers like anime, so let's figure that out. But let's go on to another Nintendo related topic, and we're actually going to stick with Pokemon. What Nintendo does every quarter is, since they are a public company, they do need to release publicly some of their sales figures. And I wanted to start talking about their top 10 selling games. They always publicly share how many millions of copies, both software and physical, these games have sold. Did you get a chance to look at that, Visa?
Yes. So okay. Is that for all the time?
Or is that's that all, for... Yeah, Switch's okay. Whole life up to March 31st this year. Yeah, so they just show it like 2 months late, because I think that's when like their meeting is or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Mario Kart 8 just starts off, you know, Mario Kart 8 is never going to die. Like I'm happy it's doing good, but the sad thing is that means we'll never see 9 on the Switch, cuz just competing with itself.
Yeah. And they're getting like new tracks, right? So
oh yeah, that too. Which that DLC is actually pretty banger.
Okay. I haven't played. So
yeah, I think it like adds up to 50 cents a track. So that's good.
Yeah.
So then I'll just breeze over the other ones, because there's one in particular I want to talk about. So we got new Animal Crossing's New Horizons in second place, Smash Ultimate third place, fourth is Breath of the Wild, fifth is Pokemon Sword and Shield, which is now the second most sold Pokemon game of all time behind Red, Blue, and Green. That's insane. So it's past Gold and Silver. So anyone that like, yeah, you can hate on that game, but it's selling crazy. I wonder how well Scarlet and Violet's gonna sell if like so many people already have a Pokemon game. I'm not sure.
I think it's gonna do better. I think it's gonna do better than Sword.
You think it's? Oh, I would disagree there. Yeah? You think it's gonna do better? Oh, well, because just usually the second new gen on a console doesn't sell as well, just because.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't have as much lifetime.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. I think,
but you could be right. I would never guess Sword Shield would have sold this much either.
I think like the Switch kept on going, so now we have like more people with the Switch than we have than we had before. Sure. And I think that one, since they're doing something a little different, that one might be. Well, it really depends on how the game is it's received, because Pokemon always get some hate, no matter what they do, and of course some love from the fans. Mm-hmm. So I think like it really depends on how they change it, what they do with it, but you have the I think like they have the opportunity to top that. But
oh, I think like I would be very surprised if I don't like it more. Like, I feel like every second game on the console I like better. Like, for example, I like Gen 7 better than Gen 6. I like Gen 5 better than Gen 4. And those ones both didn't sell as well, but they're on the same DS system.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then we got Super Mario Odyssey at... are we at 8th? No, wait. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, Odyssey is 6th. Super Mario Party is 7th. That's a dang shame because the new one's better. And then, okay, here's the one I wanted to talk about. Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl just passed up Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, which, thank goodness, I can't stand that game. I think you like it a little better than me.
Yeah, I like it.
And then
it.
Ring Fit Adventure at 10th place. So let's talk about BDSP. Now, BDSP is the best-selling Pokemon remake game yet. So there's a lot of, you know, when this game first came out, it definitely had problems. Those problems are fixed. But a lot of people are upset that it was too faithful of a remake. However, it doesn't matter. It's so bonkers.
Yeah.
14.65 million. Insane. Like, what are your initial thoughts on that?
Well, I was seeing on Twitter this past week, they were talking about remakes. And mm-hmm. people were actually saying that they don't want remakes anymore. Because especially those type... Well, some people, right? Because the game sold well, so I guess we have a lot of people that want remakes. And I enjoy it because I had the Game Boy Color, and then I didn't have the 3DS for a long time. So, and then I had the Switch. And I got the Switch almost at the same time I got the 3DS. So I actually never played the 3DS games that much. For example, that one, I never played it. So for me to have a faithful remake, that's good, because I can, you know, I can check what people enjoy about the game. I think they can bring quality of life, but really happy with it. Like, I'm happy that I can see what people like it, how they fear Cynthia and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's I enjoy it, you know. I didn't enjoy as much as Sword and Shield, for example. I think it's just like the pacing of the game and the amount of battles we had. I think it's just it's something that you're always like battling. And it doesn't have like that many Pokemons for you to look at. But it's something, because it's, you know, it's an old game. So it's expected. I don't know if you enjoy it.
Yeah, no, so Sword Shield, as far as like just a casual playthrough of the game, I think Sword Shield is the worst. But I think Sword Shield has a lot of extra better things. Like, the DLC is great. Like, the shiny hunting's great. The den adventures, the events, the competitive. But yeah, I just hate the story. And then while I feel like it's the opposite with BDSP, like, I could care less about any of the post game or extra stuff, but I love the base game, especially, like, even though they had to stick to faithful remake, Ilka, the developers, went ham on like giving everyone EV spreads, IVs. I've wiped to Cynthia in the Elite Four. I've talked to people that have played every single Pokemon game multiple times, and it's pretty unanimous that in a vanilla Pokemon game, this is the hardest Elite Four ever. So I really enjoy that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, if I had to change one thing, it'd be I wish they went off Platinum instead. I haven't played Platinum, but it just sounds like it was a better version. Although I don't think it would have sold as much, because, you know, there's dweebs out there like me who got both, and that helped sales. but yeah, what you were kind of saying with Twitter, like, I think, and this is like, this is the big problem with social media, is like, we just get so in our more dedicated fan bubble that, like, we just, you know, Sword and Shield was supposed to, if you went off Twitter, Sword and Shield was supposed to tank, but no, like, there's so many, you got to talk to your neighbor that doesn't watch Pokemon like videos all the time. Like, like, one of my buddies, like, loves Sword Shield, but he's so casual. Like, I don't even think he can name all the Pokemon typings. Like, you got to consider those people.
It's true.
So, yeah.
And he's also, I was talking to a friend the other day, because he hated Legend Arceus. And
oh, really?
He was the first person that I see that, like, hated. It was so funny, because he was even afraid to say it to me. Like, man, I hate it. And we were talking about, why he hated, and he was like expecting like another game, let's say, And I think there's a lot of discussion around Pokemon because some people like move on from Pokemon, and that happened to me. You know, that happened to you too.
Yeah,
where we just move on, and they came back, and a lot of things that I move on weren't true. I just wanted to play other games, and I wanted Pokemon to follow what I wanted.
Gotcha.
And that's not. And I think like the Pokemon do a really good job for what the Pokemon players wanted, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's why it sells so well, even though it's like just a remake, and it's still, because it still feel like Pokemon. And I like to give the example of Final Fantasy, for example. I grew up playing Final Fantasy, and it was my favorite game, turn-based game.
Wait, and which now, Final Fantasy?
I played 9 a lot.
Okay.
And I played 10 a little.
I'm a hater of 7, that's why I had to ask.
Ah, okay. I played 9 all the time. It was a difficult time because I didn't understand English that much, like almost nothing. So it was hard to play those games, but I enjoy it anyway. And then so like now they don't do turn based anymore, right? Because they try to cater like to another audience. So I feel like we just lost the best turn-based franchise ever because they're trying to replicate what other games do. So, and I'm always afraid that Pokemon can try to do that. I think they need to do different stuff like they do with Arceus, and I think they're going to do with the next one. Right. But I don't want, like, people say, I want Pokemon, but I want to play Witcher 3. I'm like, no, so go play Witcher 3. Like,
right.
Don't go play Pokemon because, like, you know, I like Pokemon for what it is.
Yeah, it's a formula that works, and I honestly don't get why people want it to change so much either. Like that's why my favorite part about Pokemon is turn-based monsters that I love.
Yeah.
There's other games I like the battle system more. There's other games where I like the monsters more, but there's no other game where I have both at the same time at such a high level. So
yeah.
Yeah, the thing I just can't get past that they already beat Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee. I just feel like, you know, there's the Gen 1ers out there.
Yeah,
I got it just because I was a Gen 1er. And I know a lot of people that got it just because they're Gen 1ers. You got freaking Pikachu and Eevee on the box. It's got freaking Go on the box. Pokemon Go is absolutely huge.
It's true.
And in just a matter of four and a half months, it got beat.
Yeah, maybe it's because it was in the beginning of the Switch. Maybe it didn't have like that many people.
That's true. Switch. Yeah, not as big of an install base. That's very true.
Yeah, and then once like more people got the Switch, they already have like the Sword and Shield. So a lot of people got the Sword and Shield instead of trying Let's Go. And Let's Go got a lot of hate. I know I'm like the only fan out there who speaks good of Let's Go, but it's. I think I like because it's a different like game a little kind of
right.
I know the mechanic can be weird, like the catching mechanics. I hated playing the game on the TV. That's for sure, because then you need to grab the controller and start like doing, you know, the movement. And I'm a gamer. Uh-huh. I want to game like on my. I don't want to move. I just want to sit and play the game. So I didn't enjoy that, but since I always play handheld, I enjoy the game. Because then you don't need to do any of the movement.
Right. Well, there you go. Hey, well, if anyone listening wants to give us their comments on, you know, BDSP, you know, try to think outside your bubble, then yeah, let us know. So moving on, we got one more video game topic we want to mention. And before I even bring up the full line on my piece of paper here, have you ever played or wanted to play Fall Guys?
Yes, I played it.
You have played it. Okay,
I played it. Yeah, yeah.
I've wanted to play it, but for some reason, I just don't like gaming on my computer, so I just never got it.
Yeah, it's true. I'm the same way. I don't like gaming on my PC, but it was. I really, really wanted to play the game, right? Mm-hmm. And seeing like all the hype around it, so I got it. I enjoy it for some time. And I think like it just got too sweaty for like a casual party game.
Oh, like, yeah.
maybe that's because like I enjoy winning, and I was winning until people got like super sweaty, and then I had to like sweat to win, and I was like, I don't know if I enjoy this anymore.
Yeah.
But it's a super fun game. At the same time casual, but you can, you know, you can get better and have fun. And it's funny if you play with friends. I play mostly alone, but I had a couple times I played with friends, and it was super fun. Just joking around and cheering for each other.
Yeah, there we go. So the news is that they announced it's going to become free to play on June 21st, so a month and one day from now. And it's also going to come to Xbox and Nintendo Switch, which it hasn't. Now, even though I just said I don't like playing on the PC, I think I might end up playing it on the PC just because I don't have to pay for it. But like on Switch is going to be 30 FPS, while on the PC it's 60. Switch Online, you know, it's not going to be as good as the others. I'm still going to play it. I just hope it. So here's the thing: is it too late for Fall Guys? That's my question. That's the question right here, because Fall Guys was huge for 5 minutes, and then Among Us came and literally killed it.
That's
so
true.
Do you think this has any chance of it will for like a day or two, but I personally don't think it's gonna last. Like it will always last. There's people that are still playing the game. Like it's like Pokemon Go. Not everyone's playing it, but it still makes tons of money because, you know, it's the dedicated audience that matters. But I personally, besides the dedicated audience, I don't think Fall Guys is gonna. I think it's just gonna be a short fad.
I agree with you. I think it's I think people were gonna like, oh, it's free, let's play, and then play for like two days, and then that's it. It's a fun game. I don't know how it is right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's good, and if the new like maps, courses, whatever if they're good or not. But I think we'll do well for like a week, and you know, do well in the sense of the internet thing, right? All the hype and stuff. I don't even know if it's gonna last a week. It depends so much of the streamers, right? It's just like Among Us. If the big streamers decide they want to play, then the game, like, they bring the game up and everyone wants to play because they're seeing like the streamers having fun and they want to play. But if the streamers don't go for it, then I don't think the game will do super well. But it's good that it's free because it looks like a good free-to-play game.
Yeah, no, I think I agree with everything you just said. It's just incredible. Like I literally in the last 24 hours, I went to a couple different houses because been, you know, picking up babysitter kids from places, and my brother's living with me for a short while, and Fortnite is everywhere, and that game has been out forever, and it's free to play. And I'm just like, man, like, and when I was thinking about the podcast for the next day, I was like, Fall Guys will never be this. So, but you can plan on me. I'm gonna at least do like one stream of it. I think it'd be super fun.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've always wanted to play. It's like Mario Party. So, yeah,
it's fun. You have like a lot of great moments, a lot of funny moments. So it's a great game to stream. It's a great game to play with friends or to play with viewers. We'll do well for the first couple of days at least.
Cool. All right. So let's shift our momentum from the video game space onto the superhero world. We're going to be talking all Marvel today. Two specifically. First with She-Hulk. Okay. She-Hulk is, I'm not going to try to like lie and pretend I consider myself a pretty big fan of Marvel comics. I read them more as a kid than I do as an adult, but like I feel like I enjoy. I look at the movies as their own comic. But She-Hulk is a kind of. I've always known She-Hulk since like I can remember as a kid. I never like read a comic or anything, but like I knew what She-Hulk was, and that was it. And then I saw this trailer, and I see a lot of positive reactions to it, but I personally, I don't know. I don't know what to expect from this.
Yeah.
I'm not like hating or I'm just literally in the middle. Like, I don't know. The CGI has got, why aren't people talking about the CGI? Like, whenever I see people react to this, they're like, oh, it looks so good. I'm like, are you kidding me? That the face looks terrible. It look, I, like, what does she look like? I don't know. She,
I saw
like
some
CGI
talk,
effects
yeah.
from Scooby-Doo. I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
I saw some people talk about it.
Okay,
about
I seriously have not seen anyone talk bad really? About yeah. the effects yet. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't done a big deep dive, I guess. But
yeah, because the I was ready to ask you some about like some questions about it.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, where did she come from? Like, I don't know. I don't know the story. I don't know anything about it. It's I'm curious a little about the story. The CGI, I agree with you. It looks a little weird, but it's also like, well, we never seen a like a She-Hulk on
right.
in a movie, right? I think we'll look weird no matter what they do, because it's supposed to look weird, right? Like in a way, like
yeah.
it's supposed to look strange. So I think we're just like you, like Hulk looks strange too, but we're just like used to it by now.
Well, he doesn't look like cartoony, though.
Yeah.
I guess that's what it looks like. But I will put this out there. I really am not worried about the CGI that much, because these Marvel TV shows have movie-level budgets, and this still has a few months. So I think it'll actually look fine by then. As far as like what She-Hulk's about, like once again, like I haven't like never like really been a fan. But like the reason why I could never get into She-Hulk was... And this is from my perspective. I could be totally wrong, but she just seemed to be like sexy Hulk. Like yeah. if you look at like any, like whenever I'd go like, so where I'd read comics as a kid was Barnes and Noble. Like I never buy them. I just sit on their couch there and read them and get scowled by the angry ladies. But anyways, I'm trying to think of a specific cover, but it's just, you know, it's got that like, what's it called? The unitard or whatever, like, super, you know, showing the high thighs and everything, and or like just a sheet around her. So like obviously as a kid, like there's no way I was gonna let my mom catch me like reading that or whatever. And I feel like they're kind of going for that in this trailer too, where, you know, she's goes on lots of dates and stuff. But that's why like I'm in the middle, because like, not that like I'm against that, I'm just like, am I interested in seeing like the sex life of some green lady? Like I don't think I am. Like I'm kind of, I love Marvel for like the story and action. I think the actress is great though. I think she's pretty good. Like she sells it for me. I think the best. But yeah, man, I don't know. I hope it's good. I'm very critical of the MCU shows. I've only liked one MCU show, so my bar is pretty low. What about you? I don't know what to ask. Just She-Hulk, go.
Yeah, I think maybe we'll be more similar to like Jessica Jones in a way of like the story, like you said now, where mm-hmm. it's just like it's not around the powers. It's more around like maybe the story, and I think we'll be more around the that she's a lawyer for the. For
oh yeah, yeah,
yeah,
and Daredevil is going to be in the show too.
Ah, okay.
So
I think it's going to be more in that direction than what they show. I think they show a lot of like the Hulk parts because, you know, it's She-Hulk is around it, so I think they wanted to give attention to that. But I think the show will be more around that part because, or else, like, I don't know if Hulk have or. In the case like She-Hulk have like a good lore to work with for a show, because I haven't watched a lot of shows, right? But I watch WandaVision for I watched like in one day everything or in 2 days.
They're short episodes,
yeah. And I really enjoy it, and I think it have like more story around it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like Hulk for me. As a kid, just like thinking of Hulk, because I didn't know like She-Hulk. It's just like a green guy that, you know, beat the shit out of everyone, gets mad and just like starting breaking everything.
Right.
So I don't know like the what they work with the story. If she's gonna lose the control of her powers and do something stupid or what the stakes will be for the story.
Yeah, I think part of that unknown gets me a little excited. Because like I did not know Moon Knight at all, and now that's like the only MCU show I like.
Oh.
And they did really good. But they had like a great actor. I felt like they had decent writing. I think the where these shows lack is the writing. Like, you know, you'll see Mark Ruffalo as like the Hulk. Yeah, but like if he ever looks dumb, it's not his fault. It's the writer's fault.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Anyways, I don't know. I hope it's good, but I don't know. We got Miss Marvel coming up first, which I think is next month. Yeah, next month. But yeah, hey, if anyone wants to let us know your thoughts on She-Hulk, let us know, because sounds like we're up in the air, so not positive or negative, which is okay. And before we get to our last topic, I usually want to bring this up at the end of a show, but since we're going to talk about Doctor Strange, it's been out for 2 weeks now, we're just going to talk spoilers. So before we get into spoilers, this is your warning. Also, just want to let you know that if you ever want to get your comment or question on the show, we'll always read them if they're in the form of donations that are at least $1.50 submitted through the Andrew Collette Show PayPal link in the description below. No pressure, just, you know, if like, you know, you put a comment in, I said it could be a main topic, but that's not for sure. We want to make sure they're big stories like the ones we've talked about today. But if you ever want to just blast fire off a comment, question, thought, theory, observation, whatever you want, as long as we deem it appropriate for the show, then we can read it at the end of the show and answer your question. Anyways, let's go to Doctor Strange 2. All righty. So Doctor Strange. Let me just lead off in spoilers. This is your last spoiler warning. We're going into spoilers. Like, we're probably going to maybe talk a little non-spoilers at first, like our thoughts, but yeah. Like, there's a lot. Come on. Like, you've seen non-spoiler stuff by now.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay. So what I want to say first about this is the most, I think this is the Marvel movie where I've seen the most differing opinions. I've talked to people that really did not like this movie. I've talked to people that are like, oh, I could see why people like this movie, but it's not for me. I've talked to people that think this movie's just meh. I've talked to people that are like, I liked it a little, but like, it's like kind of like, you know, mid-tier. I've talked to people that say, oh yeah, it was pretty good, but you know, not like up there or whatever. And I've seen some people that absolutely love it. And then there's me. And I really like this movie. I really like this movie, but I feel like this movie was really made for me. And I do find it hard to rank with the other movies, because there is literally no other Marvel movie like this. It is its own thing. I love Sam Raimi as a director. Spider-Man 2 with Tobey Maguire is one of my favorite movies, not superhero movies of all time. And people love to give crap to that movie, like, but they just think Spider-Man 3 and they just smush it with the first two. But no, dude, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be, but I think it was a good thing, because it was such a fun ride, a good villain, the protagonist I cared about. I thought the pacing was pretty good. There were some people had some problems with things that I personally didn't have problems with, which I'll bring up after I get your thoughts. But what are your initial thoughts, Visa?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, but I'm all over the place with this movie.
Yeah.
Like, I really enjoy it, and it was fun because like I really, really enjoy it. And I got out of the movies and I was like, wait, what? And then I started thinking about it and I was like, no, but why did they do that? Like, for the ending. Like, so my problem is, and maybe that's something you're going to bring up. And it's not a problem, because I still enjoy
it. I only have one problem with this movie. That's how good I think this movie is. I only have one issue, but go ahead with yours.
Like, I enjoy. Like I said,
that's
probably
okay. I did hate the mid credit scene, but anyways, that I'm not counting that as part.
Oh yeah, go on. Well, that's too. I was expecting more too. I was just like waiting there, and I don't know. It didn't do anything for me. But like I really enjoyed the pacing of the movie. I think the movie was great. For the moment I like started, it just like it's already started like with a fight, with an action scene, and then it just keep going and going and going and going. And so I really, really enjoy it. And then I think the what I wanted more, right? It was there's 3 points in the movie where I feel like they could have done something different.
Okay.
And it's hard to say because like I'm just a dude, like I'm a no one to say like the Marvel writers should have done something different. But one is like the book where they got like they went to grab the book, the Vishanti book.
Right, right.
And then they just got there, and once they got there, they were like not in a rush to get it. You know, they were just like, oh, right. We got it. And she was trapped, like just coming from them. They were just like, you know, slowly getting to the book, and then he burned the book, and then that was it. Like, he didn't have maybe it's setting up something for the next movie, but he didn't have any consequences. He didn't have like anything.
Yeah,
I feel it was just like a something lost in the middle of the movie, right? And then I made some notes here so I don't forget. and then the other two things were, the way the girl control her powers, because it's a superhero thing, I know, but it was just like I wish they found something, like any damn reason for her to control her powers, like an item that they found right. in the multiverse, a spell that he learned or something, because in the end he just looked at her and said like, hey, I believe in you, and she was like, yeah, no, I can control my powers, you know. So it was just like,
yeah,
it was just like, no, like just something more, because you know you could have believing her in the first 10 minutes of the movie or something. So that's I have another topic, but I want to know like your opinion on this too. I don't know if you like thought about it. Or
I guess to clarify what I said, when I only have one problem, I only got one like major problem. There's a lot of nitpicks, like yeah. kind of what you mentioned, but like I don't know, it's a movie and. Like yeah. the point was yeah. is he was different than the other strangers. So like when he actually believed in her, it was different. That's kind of what I was thinking. But yeah, my big issue with the movie was, you know what? Let's try to talk about the movie chronologically. So my issue's in the middle of the movie. Okay, so like you know we're at the beginning. You know they have the chase scenes, all that. Like you got anything to say about like, I guess the beginning. Before we go into like all the multiverses, I don't really got much to say. I thought it was good. Like when the eye popped out of the creature, literally everyone in the theater went, "Ugh!" Like everyone said it.
Yeah, I think it was good. I think it was, you know, like I said, it started out great.
Like the jump when he jumps over the balcony at the wedding, like that was pretty sick.
Yeah,
yeah. So let's get. I think one. Okay, the first talking point that's very controversial is Wanda as the villain of this movie.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it. I don't understand, like, you know, I respect it because obviously they watched WandaVision. You said you liked it. I thought WandaVision was, but, and I love Elizabeth Olsen. She carried that show. It's just the writing in that show was so bad. But, like, to me, it made sense that, like, she is literally the most messed up person probably in this world. Like, there's probably someone out there that's had a worse life, but like, she's seen her husband die twice. She's essentially seen her kids die. She's seen her brother die. She was freaking held hostage by Nazi Hydra people. Like,
yeah,
you can't just recover from that, because like a lot of people at the end of WandaVision that I've talked to have said, oh, but she made a turn at the end of WandaVision. I'm like, I don't care. Like you can have a messed up life, then like have one good day, then literally that next day, like your depression kicks in and bam, like you're messed up again. And she also had the Darkhold and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. To me, it made a lot of sense. And I liked her as a villain because she not only is Elizabeth Olsen, the actress, was my favorite thing about this movie. Every time any emotion she had, I felt. And I think that's like good acting when, you know, like, you know, if someone cries in a movie, like you can the actor can really get you to feel the emotion or not. And she always does. Like when she's happy, when she's angry, I can understand her motivation, even if I don't agree with it. So yeah, I felt like this was one of the best villains we've had, and it makes sense to me, but a lot of people are complaining about it because they think she made the turn. And I think a lot of people just honestly like Wanda and they didn't want to see her bad. I think that's what it comes down to.
But, okay.
Yeah. She kills people a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So what did you think of Wanda's arc, I guess?
I expected that. Like, okay, for the... maybe because of watching the show, like, one day before the movie. Right?
Right.
Because I watched the show knowing that she was going to be in the movie. So, mm-hmm. maybe my, like, vision of it was different than everyone just watching it as their own show. And then, months later, the movie. Because, like, I expected her to turn into something for the movie because of the trailers. And mm-hmm. in the end of the show, the villain of the show say to her, like, oh, you don't know what you've done when she suck her powers.
Oh, yeah, the Agatha lady.
Yeah.
She's getting her own show, by the way, if you didn't know. Nice. So, yeah. Anyways.
So like, that part for me was, like, obvious. Yeah, she'll go rogue. She'll go crazy because, you know, she just, like, suck the villain powers. And the villain powers, like, just said, oh, you don't know what I have done? So, it at that point, it's like, yeah, she's going to go villain. Maybe she will do, like, half of it, you know.
Yeah.
But I expected it, and I really enjoyed it. I agree with you. It was, like, probably the best part of the movie. The, you know, the whole thing.
I thought it was a good twist, too, with the monsters who were trying to take America's powers. I thought that was just going to be some, like... I thought they were just monsters wanting to get their power. But it ended up being her, and I thought that was really cool. Did not see that coming.
And I have, like, one more opinion about her. And that's my third issue of the movie. But that's, like, in the end of the movie. So I don't know if we should talk about that or should just...
We'll do it when we get to the end. Let's go to the next part then. Yeah. So, yeah, she attacks a place, all that stuff. Then what do? They have America, I guess... Oh, yeah, I guess America and Doctor Strange start going to other universes.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is where... I want to talk about America next, I think. So let's talk America and an issue I see a lot of people have. And personally, I didn't have this issue. I could understand. This one I can understand a little more. But the movie is called The Multiverse of Madness. And you really only focus in a few universes in this movie. I was okay with that because it makes it more, the story more tight and focused. While, like, my brother, for example, is like, I thought we were going to go to, like, 15 and, like, I don't know, just... see a lot of different people. So I think that's just more of a preference thing. I did think it was cool we saw, like, the animated world. I really thought we were gonna get, like, I was hoping to see, like, X-Men in this movie, especially when, like, they went in the animated world for a bit. But I want to get your thoughts on how many universes, like, if you were okay with that or not. Then I'm going to talk about America. So go ahead.
I think it was good. I think it was a good amount. Yeah. I think they show, like I said, the transition. They show, like, a lot of things just to give you the feeling of, you know, the multiverse can be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like, painting and stuff. And as a movie, I think if you focus on too many, then it just get, like, too messy to work with. I can understand they would go, but I think we would lose some good parts of the movie if we go, that's true. Too many, like, multiverse.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah, I think I can respect anyone's opinion on that. And then with America, like, she's the whole reason this can happen. This is, I don't really have a problem with this. It's more of a nitpick, but, you know, it's a movie. You can't explain too much.
Yeah.
I don't understand, like, why she's called America. Like, she's not from America.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because I was thinking about it, but I was like, well, I'm not from.
She's from, like, a place where people wear blue clothes. I don't know.
Yeah. And I was like, well, I don't know if I want to bring this up from being, like, someone from outside, but it just felt like, oh, let's put it because we need to, you know, because we're not gonna have the scene of the America flag and the. And they buy the American flag, so we need to put somewhere. Okay, give, like, the girl American name. Oh, right. That's good, yeah. So it felt like just, you know, weird reason to put it. And it kind of, like, took me off of the movie a couple times because it was just felt weird. Like from all the names she could have, you know, like America. And I was always thinking like, oh, America the country, not America.
Yeah. I give it a pass because I bet they'll do a quick explainer in a future movie because, you know, she's been to, she said 70 whatever universes. So I'm guessing she like came to America in one and she's like, oh, that's my name.
Yeah.
Not a big deal, but like it's just kind of odd. It's just like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Your parents, your moms are not from America. Like, so I did really like the, so the only reason I knew this guy was because I heard look out for a Bruce Campbell cameo, and he's Pizza Papa or Papa Pizza, one of the two, the guy that's hitting himself. Yeah. He's really, if you guys don't know, he's a good friend of Sam Raimi, and I think he just cameos in every Sam Raimi movie. So like in the three Spider-Man movies, he's like in each one of those. But yeah, that was a fun little thing I thought for like those that knew him. What else? Oh yeah, let's get to, let me get to my issue of the movie. They kind of happen at the same time because, you know, they kind of go back to our universe and the universe with the Illuminati. So yeah. My issue with this movie is when Wanda is trying to get like Wong to say where the Darkholm is after like he destroys the copy of it. He's like, I'll never tell you. And then she's like, but fine, like I'll kill these people then. And he just gives in. Yeah. This is Wong. This guy like lives by the rules more strict than Doctor Strange. And not only that, everyone kind of already, I'm sure they had a little, you know, meeting before Wanda attacked saying like, hey, we're going to probably die if she comes. Okay. Yeah. Everyone cool with that? In fact, the lady that saved Wong died. And then all of a sudden he's like, he just gives it up for four lives, which I'm not like discounting those lives, but like they kind of are like, you know, that's her responsibility.
Yeah.
Like Wong was going to die. So that's my big grab with the movie. I just thought that was out of character for Wong. And then, yeah. But then we get to the Illuminati. And this is where a lot of people had problems too. But I thought it was great. I mean, I loved the Illuminati. Yeah. I think the reason why... So the big problem people have with the Illuminati is they just weren't on screen enough. They died too fast. I think they just thought they would be such a big part of the movie. Like what they do is like, my knowledge is coming from other YouTubers with the Illuminati, but pretty much, you know, they interfere with like time or decisions on the Earth when like, you know, a problem comes up. And I think what Marvel does is they take big concepts and, you know, they can't do a big story. They can't do like an end game every few movies.
Yeah.
So they just simplify it. So for example, with Captain America Civil War, which is my favorite MCU movie, and my favorite comic growing up that I read at Barnes & Noble, and I actually read that one, people were upset because it wasn't actually a Civil War. It was more like a Super Smash Brothers fight between Marvel characters, yeah. Which I loved. But like you just got to remember like this, like the movie is its own comic book. Like this is a new issue. So I think a lot of people would thought the Illuminati, like really the Illuminati were just the Avengers on another universe. Like yeah. That's all they really were. And I heard the X-Men theme of Professor X, that was so sick. Seeing John Krasinski as Mr. Fantastic. I got to say though, I really want him as the part, but I felt like he wasn't doing a lot of top tier acting. He was just kind of talking his regular voice. I didn't feel like he was trying to sell it to me. Hope he does better there. Like I thought the sickest uniform was probably Peggy Carter's. I don't think her name is Captain Britain, but I'm just going to call her Captain Britain. But yeah. And then Patrick Stewart's getting old, man, as Professor X.
Yeah, it's true. That's
but I always loved
my
him.
First thought of was like, oh my God, he's old. I'm getting old too. Like, oh my God, look at that. Like, he wasn't that old when I saw the movies, you know, he's like
yeah.
Super old.
So,
yeah.
So let me pass the baton to you. You start talking about the Illuminati now, then I'll conclude my thoughts.
Okay.
So what did you think of them overall?
I didn't have a problem with it. I think the reason they put it there, it was to pretty much show how powerful Wanda was.
Yes, thank you. That is what I believe to be the reason too.
Yeah, because it's just like, you know, they couldn't just like put random people, but they wanted to show how powerful Wanda was. So they gave a reason to put people that we know that are powerful, right? And made her kill them, like, you know, in an instant to show, like, oh my god, like, she's really losing. She's like, she's ready to kill, you know, the like Avengers of this universe,
right?
So I don't know, I think that it was like the perfect show of how powerful she was.
Yeah, I think my favorite scenes were actually part of this too. Like, yeah, I feel like they were a tool used to just flex Wanda. And like, there's a meme going around, and I respect it as a meme, but some people take it seriously because I think it is a funny meme where they say Mr. Fantastic is the smartest man alive, and then the next panel goes to tells Wanda exactly how to defeat Black Bolt or whatever with his mouth, and like. Like, I get that as a meme because it is funny. But, like, dude, like, the whole time, like, before that scene, they talk about how they're not worried of Scarlet Witch because in their universe, she's not that threatening. Like, Doctor Strange is the threat. Like, we know that, but they don't.
Yeah.
And he's just trying to calm down the situation, and then she just goes ham and kill. These guys are so powerful. They didn't need... they didn't need to time travel to defeat Thanos. They just defeated Thanos. Like, that's how good, powerful these guys are. So, but some of my favorite scenes were, you know, they get on that edge of like PG-13R with like how Black Bolt dies, like crushing his head.
Yeah.
And just, you know, pretty much chopping Captain Britain in half, turning Mr. Fantastic into spaghetti. And how did Captain Marvel was like, whatever. But I'm okay to see that character die whenever I can. But yeah, no, I thought they were just cool, quick cameos. And I think just people expected more, but I thought they fulfilled their purpose and they didn't overstay. It's just my thoughts on
it. Yeah, I agree. It was like, I didn't think there was any problem with it.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I think people just wanted them to like, they're like, why would they mess around with the Scarlet Witch like that? Like, they just did not know that like, our Scarlet Witch is just so much more messed up than the other universes.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And then I guess after that, we kind of get to the end of the movie. I just love the action. Like the other twist from the trailer that I didn't see coming was I thought the Defender Strange corpse zombie guy was going to be like a bad guy. But no, that was actually our Strange. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'll let you take the lead on the end of the movie because I know you said you had some problem or something.
Yeah,
with it.
Before like the ending of the movie, I think we had the other Strange that everyone thought it was going to be the villain. It was just like a cool fight.
Oh right, that's
true. That was an amazing fight with the songs. I really loved that fight. I really loved
No, I did too. The very gruesome death when he goes through the gate, like
You
would never see that in any other Marvel movie.
Yeah, that's true. I wish it was like more. They would talk more with that. That's one of the characters that I feel like deserve more screen time. That's Strange.
I can
or
agree
deserve
with that.
More story, because he killed a lot of other Stranges, right? Mm-hmm. And when he said like he killed a bunch of it, and then our Strange just like demolished him. So. I felt like, yeah, they fought, but they fought like super quick. I felt like could have like something more around it.
Right.
And that's something, but it wasn't like it's just like thinking of it now. I feel like if people should have problems with characters, I think that's one of the characters that in the movie should have got like more screen time and even like say more stuff, you know, bring more stuff of like the Strange of the universe for us to understand better what happened to the other Strangers and what was going on. And then I don't know if you have any thoughts of that.
No, I think I agree with everybody. I enjoyed that scene. So
yeah.
And yeah, I liked seeing that Strange.
Yeah. And then going to the end of the movie, that's my problem with it. And maybe that's my biggest problem with it. And it goes around with what we said. I feel like when, you know, the kid got her powers, and then Wanda saw that moment that she saw the kid scared, and then she kind of like realized that she was doing something wrong, that she could not be like the mother of their, that those kids. For me, she was like in a point of not realizing that anymore, right? I felt like the whole movie built the character of her going insane and insane and insane and insane, and then she killed people from the other like the Avengers of the other multiverse, the Illuminati. I don't know. She just like killed everyone in the movie. She would kill like Bugs Bunny, SpongeBob, or whatever would go like in front of her in the movie, where she would just like kill it, and then all of a sudden in the end, she just like had a moment of realizing that she was wrong, and then that was it, right? And then she was like, "Nah, I'm not gonna do it anymore." So I felt like that, like I would expect her to go even more mad at the kid for like showing her in front of her children, and go like even more ham with them, and not just like realizing. But I guess that's the character that everyone expect going back, right? Like going back to the movie and being like, oh no, she's a good character, so we need to bring her back to reality, and then she's gonna end it all. But I expected her to be like already in a point where she would not go back to it.
Yeah, I could understand that perspective. My thought was the only person that could stop her was herself.
Yeah,
just was so OP. And she was, I thought she was emotionally broken enough to where I believed it, that, you know, just the other person saying, you know, they'll be cared. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Is it not like the most climactic ending? No, but like that, if they had America beat her, then I'd be okay.
I was thinking like how they could have solved this. Cause it was like, they could have just solved with America beating her, and I don't know if they could with Strange doing it, but
again, I think the reason I'm okay with it is Elizabeth Olsen. Like, I believed her. I think if it was any other actress, maybe not. Yeah. Like, if it was Brie Larson, you know, if there's Brie Larson fans out there, I'm sorry, but I would not believe it.
Yeah, like
she just look. You know, they'll be taken care of. Like, yeah, she's always got to look like that, and. Yeah, I don't know. I think Elizabeth Olsen made it work for me.
And then her
kids like being scared of her.
Yeah, that's something that it's something that I felt like after the movie, right?
Yeah,
I feel like it was like in the movie, it didn't sound like Strange to me. It was just like it was okay watching the movie. I was like, yeah, okay. And then at the end, like thinking about it, you know. Knowing that we were going to talk about the movie, I was like thinking about the movie. And then I thought, well, maybe that's something that they could, but I don't know what they could have done too, because she was already insane. And like you said, she was like too powerful. So it would be like way worse if the America, you know, got her and beat her. It would be way worse. I agree with that.
Do you think she's actually dead?
No. I don't think so. I think she's a great character for her to just
kill her like that. The reason why I think she's dead is this is one problem of like multiverse and time travel, is they can just go get another one.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's true. I think in a way that like they'll not kill the character. Maybe that one is dead, but like they'll find a way to bring another one just for the sake of like, you know, having the character, because he's a great character.
Yeah. No, for sure. And we know she has confirmed she's signed on to more projects.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
I think she's going to be in the Agatha show. I don't know how, but... Yeah. Somehow there. But, yeah. Every day that passes with this movie... Like, at first I was like, that was pretty good. Like, but every day that passes, the more I like it. Like, because I want to... It makes me want to go back and see... Just pretty much like the spectacle. I thought the deaths, I'm not like a big fan of horror, or I don't know, like just just gore to be gore, but I felt like this movie like all had a purpose with it. And so like I just want to see those effects again.
It's true.
I will say, you know, let's get this is the very end of the movie. That third eye on him, that sucks. I could edit that. It looks like they literally like it's blurry at the top. It's terrible. I thought the CGI was fantastic, and then the eye looks so bad.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I don't know. But then we get the first credit scene. And the reason I don't like this, okay, first off, no one's talking about it.
Yeah.
I think it's because, first off, no one knows who this lady is. I didn't know who that lady was. I know who she is now because I Googled a bunch of crap.
I have no idea.
My biggest problem was I just didn't feel in character of the movie because Doctor Strange is walking down and then she's like, we got to go to Dark Dimension because of incursion. I'm like, okay, well, we're getting somewhere. And then she's like, unless you're too scared. And then he says, I'm not scared. I'm like, when does he ever talk like that? He usually like says like something insulting back or something really smart, but he's just like, he's just sounding cartoony. He's like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
So
I agree with
one
you
of
that.
The worst end credit scenes ever, in my opinion.
It was, what do you think? Didn't made me like super curious about it or like excited about it.
That's true.
And
even
like
if
said,
I don't
like,
know a character,
know.
It gets me excited. Like,
and it was just a random thing for like a random character to say. You know, if it was a character that we know, then maybe. But like for a random character, it should have like something different. You know, it's not just like, oh, because it felt like, you know, oh, we want to go in another adventure. It just felt like she was like, hey, we got to turn the movie. Let's go. He was like, yeah, okay, yeah, I want to turn the movie. So, you know.
And we're not going to see that movie for at least 3-4 years.
Yeah. So, but one thing that you said that I want to say too is that like, I really want to watch it again. That's true. Like, it's not a lot that I want to watch a movie again, but that movie I really enjoyed, and I would watch it again just to have like another person that never watched with me to watch the movie. So I really enjoyed, because I say like three things that I kind of didn't like, but it's not that I didn't like. It's just I could feel like it could be better, but it doesn't matter, you know. Like, I enjoyed the movie anyway. Like, I really enjoyed the movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've some movie reviewers I've watched that have, like, been mixed on it. Like, there's, like, you know, there's those people on YouTube who, like, get, like, access to the movies whenever or whatever. And when I've seen every time someone's gone back a second time, they've liked it more. And I think that's what the public perception will be when it comes out on Disney Plus in about 2 months is... when those expectations are gone, because I really think expectations is what drove people not to like it if they didn't like it. Once those are gone, I think people are going to like it more. And then the last end credits scene, I think most people hate, but I actually liked it. It was just, it's done. It's finally done. Like, yeah, I know it didn't do anything, but like it was a punchline, a literal punchline. And I don't know. Like, I thought the one with Captain America was funny in Homecoming, where he just says, "You sat all the way here for nothing." Like, so I don't know. I thought it was fine.
Yeah,
it was just a dumb joke.
Maybe like, it was meta, the lack of the other one, like because the other one wasn't that interesting that people like hated. Because I was expecting, okay, where's the interesting one, right? Because the first one was like, eh. So I was expecting the second one to be something better. So I feel like if the first one was something that everyone already like enjoyed, then the last one would just be a haha joke, and that was it.
Yeah, I definitely will have to see this movie again. I think it'd be fun to. I'm not going to see it in theaters. I'm going to try not to, just because money. But I want to. That's why I think it's really good. But. I want to make like an update. I have like a ranking list and I want to update it, but I need to see it at least another time. But yeah, if anyone's listening, let us know what you think in the comments. Like, I really want to know like what our audience thinks of it. Cause like I said, like I've literally seen reactions all across the board. But yeah, I think that concludes our show and our Doctor Strange spoiler discussion. I don't think I wrote You know what? I wrote this down on a piece of paper, so I'll just say it. Thanks for listening to the entire show if you're still here. We're hoping this podcast thing turns out well, so if you want to support in a free way, be sure to give the video a like and subscribe to the channel. You all have a good one. Thanks.